You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Summer officially begins this week, and that means one of the busiest travel periods of the year is here as people hit the road for vacations. In Delaware, the state police have created a new highway safety unit in an effort to cut down on car accidents and educate the public on driving safety. Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon recently spoke with Sergeant Lloyd McCann and Master Corporal Lewis Briggs with the state police about this new highway safety unit and how it plans to make first aid roadways safer.
Mike, the Delaware State Police has a new highway safety unit, the HSU. Why introduce this unit now?
So the unit just formally started, but it was kind of a concept from a few years ago that was part of Governor Carney's highway safety package that passed, and the highway safety unit was just a portion of that. So it's finally just hit to the point where we can stand the unit up and start making progress with it that way.
Right. And so nothing specifically happened to spur this, the creation of the HSU. It's just a part of that package, kind of a long time in the making, essentially.
So, like I said, it's part of the package, but there's obviously been an increase in motor vehicle collisions as well as fatal collisions. So it's kind of twofold. You know, obviously we want to make the road safer in general, but we also want to reduce the number of collisions, specifically fatal collisions. Because, there's the most impactful since someone loses a life. So, like I said, it's kind of twofold that it's part of that package to make the road safer, but mainly targeting, collision reduction.
Right. And I was going to ask about that. It seems, obviously the general trend of highway accidents and incidents is higher in Delaware than the state would like. I'm sure other states would say the same. In terms of the unit itself, then, HSU will be made up of an 11-person unit. I'm curious just what why that specific amount for the unit and what exactly that.
I don't know where the number they came, they just came up with that. I'm included in that 11, so it's really 10 plus 1. But I don't know where, like I said, that number came from, but that's what we've been dealt, so I'll take it. But, we are a statewide unit, so we need obviously more than two people. So, 10, I feel like is a good number to at least start, and we can always expand later on. But, the way it was passed through legislation, it was the 11 person is what they were allocated for. But like I said, I don't know where that number, how they came up with that number, but that's what we have.
Well, then what's the main focus then for what exactly will this, the 10 plus one, what will you be doing? What's the focus there?
So our focus is to impact driving behavior, whether that means you get pulled over and you get a ticket, or that means you get, pulled over and you get a warning. So it's not just, we're out writing tickets. There's education is a big portion of it. Then obviously, handing out safety items to them, things like that, that we have different resources to pull from, DelDOT or Office of Highway Safety, use them, their partners in this unit as well.
Corporal Riggs, we can, bring you into this a little bit. In terms of locations, are there any specific areas or roadways that HSU will particularly key in on?
The primary locations are going to be I-495, 95, and 295. And in addition to that, wherever the superintendent's office, along with the Department of Transportation and our other partners, identifies areas to be doing some proactive highway safety. So it's not all going to be on the interstates in New Castle County. They can be on, it's going to be encompass all of Route 1 from throughout the entire state, as well as any other roadways or highways that have been identified by respective troop areas for crash reduction and for education and enforcement. And to add to something that Sergeant McCann said earlier, in reference to the education, that is a very important aspect of the highway safety units. It's not just the enforcement. It's some emphasis put on the education with new drivers and current drivers through different avenues. And one avenue is through the schools, which our troopers do now. We're just going to step that up a little bit for our newer drivers.
Earlier this year, the federal government, this might be a bit of a sidebar question here, but earlier this year, the federal government decided to ban or to put a ban on funny or catchy roadside messages, which means, you know, no more jokes or puns or what have you about road safety on Delaware roadways come 2026, I believe. So again, this could be a bit of a sidebar, but what do you think about that as far as, you know, the larger focus on educating drivers so they can be the best they possibly can be on roadways and focused? Is that something where, you know, you look at something like that and it kind of, you know, one thing kind of feeds another?
As far as the roadside signs that that we see on the roadways, that we, the state police, we don't have anything to do with that. I can't speculate as to what the Department of Transportation does with that. But I will agree that they are kind of catchy when we all see them, especially on May the 4th. The education portion will be going through not just the highway safety unit, but our community engagement unit. We have our community engagement unit goes out to community events. So they'll be providing some educational material to the guests and to the people that come up to us there, as well as in the schools. And with DelDOT, different things that they're at. Because this, as Sergeant McCann said, that, and we've already said, is this isn't just a state police program. We're the ones that are doing the highway safety unit, but we are collaborating with the Department of Transportation and the Office of Highway Safety to get that message out. And it goes hand in hand with our Click It or Ticket program that we participate in. That's a nationwide program, and other safe driving initiatives that we do throughout the year.
Yeah, would you be able to speak to that that kind of collaborative that collaboration with DelDOT and then the Office of Highway Safety in Delaware? Do you have anything to add in terms of how that, you know, the collaboration will work?
Well, the department, I can't speculate as to exactly how it's going to work. I don't have the inner workings. I'm sorry, Sarge, do you?
So, yeah, I mean, we're partners. Initially, DelDOT is providing some of the funding, you know, for equipment purchases, things like that. Obviously, Office of Highway Safety is a huge resource when it comes to educational materials, you know, any kind of DUI enforcement or anything we would need there. Down the line, we might use a DelDOT truck to sit on the side of the road and write speeding tickets using a DelDOT truck as like a decoy. You know, you never know what it could be. So they're open to a lot of different things. Obviously, we have to kind of keep people guessing. So for the length of this unit's entirety, we'll have to obviously change things and keep evolving over the years. But like I said, initially it's, you know, DelDOT has purchased some stuff to kind of get the ball rolling, but what that looks, you know, 5 years from now, I'm not sure.
Right. Well, this is all very timely, especially heading into the summer season. But you know, just as we wrap up here, is there some sort of barometer? Like how will you measure the success of HSU? Education is such a large component of this. So, you know, I'm not sure if that's, you know, really an apt question, but are there any, you know, built-in markers for that? Or, you know, what does that kind of look like behind the scenes?
So I would say there's not necessarily something, you know, there's not like a benchmark we're looking for. Our goal, like I said from the beginning, is to reduce collisions. So, we, you know, every crash report that's done in the state is everything's tracked. So there's a database that we can actually look at and see the numbers in real time. You know, the way to measure that is if, do we actually start to see a decrease in those crashes, or do we start to see a decrease in fatals? Things like that would be the gauge. And if not, well, why not? Then we need to readdress some things.
Do you have anything to add to that, Corporal Briggs, as we wrap up?
It goes back to, not as far as measured goals, but it goes back to our message and messages that we remind people of, and that we get out quite a bit as far as traffic safety and safe driving tips, such as buckling up and making sure that everybody in the vehicle is wearing a seatbelt. Don't drive impaired. If you are impaired, make sure you have a ride sharing service. Drive the speed limit, leave safe distance between you and the other vehicles on the road. Keep an eye out for motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. That goes along with the measurables that we have with reducing fatal crashes, because as we all know, most crashes, all crashes, and most fatal crashes are a result of those things that we remind people to don't drive impaired, wear your seatbelt, don't drive distracted. Those are very important things that we need to remind our motoring public of on a regular basis, because they, as I said, are what lead to crashes and fatal crashes.
Just to squeeze in one last question here, I'm curious, are there any Delaware-specific challenges like in keeping drivers safe on the roadway, roadways? Are there any challenges you think that are specific to Delaware as opposed to maybe other regions or states? Or do you find that these are essentially, you know, everyone's kind of dealing with the same kind of issues? It's not, you know, that much different.
I don't know about Corporal Riggs, but I'd say it's probably pretty consistent across all states.
Yeah.
You know, with the technology, everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's distracted by their cell phone when they're driving down the road. Just varies state to state on what, you know, some of the laws actually look like. Some states might let you be on your phone. Well, Delaware, you're not allowed to be on your phone while your vehicle's moving. So, you know, I would say they're probably all pretty similar. It's just to different degrees.
And to what Sergeant McCann said, nothing unique to Delaware other than, at least here in Sussex County, like a lot of other places, Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach, the resort areas, that's a huge draw for the motoring public because it's within driving distance of quite a few places, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. So the traffic volume increases as we saw this weekend throughout the summer and into the fall season. Nothing unique other than the volume of traffic during the summer season.
Thanks to Sergeant Lloyd McCann and Master Corporal Lewis Briggs with the Delaware State Police and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we head to the University of Delaware to learn more about its efforts to expand its performing arts education program. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.